Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Holy Name Day of the Holy Name Retreat. During this time, we will exclusively sing the holy names of the Lord. And the organizers have chosen this very nice forest in Vrindavan with a very beautiful view of Giriraj Govardhan just there. And I would like you to take note that this is an opportunity which has come once in a year for many of us. We will not be so often maybe here, with the exception of those who live here. And it is very much recommended in the sacred scriptures that devotees who want to increase their love for Krishna should go to the places where the Lord performed his pastimes. They are called in Sanskrit Lilasthanas. And they should sing. Brihad Bhagavatam Rita even mentions how they should sing in long drawn out voices. What this means is some longing, some desires. It's not so much about the musical style, it's really some longing, some desire. And it has been stated in the same work as Sanatana Goswami. Who are our examples for this longing, for this desire, for this longing? What are these birds who drink only rain water?
Shatakas.
And what are the birds who look in vain for their partners in the night?
Chakravatis.
Yes. So we should take inspiration from two birds how to sing for Krishna. One is the Chakora bird, who will strictly not drink any water from this plane, from this world, from puddles, from rain water, from whatever. But he only waits for that cloud, which is called the Ganasyam cloud. The cloud which is very bluish because it is carrying a lot of monsoon rainwater. Can you imagine monsoon comes once a year? How thirsty that Chakora bird is. How much he will enjoy flying to that moon to quench the thirst in all respect. And how he will cry. He has a cry which is sometimes interpreted to be like, Jalde! Give me water! Give me water! Give me water! So this is how a devotee should approach Lord Krishna. Clouds are called Syamganas, the blue people. And Krishna is called Ganasyam, the cloud-like Lord who fulfills our thirst. With some longing, oh my Lord, I am so fallen. I'm here in Vrindavan and I think about my dysentery. What is wrong with me? I must orient my mind in new ways. I want Krishna. The second is a relationship should form. There is a bird, the Chakravati bird. They are somehow cursed to not find their partners. They go in the night through the forest and they plaintively cry, my dear one, my dear one. But they cannot find each other. This is due to an old curse we hear. Once two Chakravati birds were mating over a branch. Underneath was a sadhu. And when they were mating so ferociously, one of them fell into the lap of the sadhu, celibate sadhu, who was trying to meditate. And he said, that's too much. And he cursed them. May you never find each other. So since that time, they wander through the forest crying, "Where are you, my dear one?" So this is how you look for Krishna. It implies a relationship. First is some bhakti rasa. The second is you want a relationship, a sambandha, a connection. This is how we chant. No? We first want to somehow be close to Krishna, to experience Krishna's mercy. And the second is we want to finally start our first stumbling attempts to enter into a loving relationship.